Now we're going to move on and look at respiration in our amniotes, okay? And the first group we're going to consider are our reptiles. And one of the things that had to happen is up to this point in time, the muscles that were used for locomotion were also muscles that were involved in respiration. So now at this point in time, we're going to kind of separate those two groups of muscles. And so we'll talk about a typical reptile. And then we're also going to have to think a little bit about our turtles, which obviously have problems because their vertebral column and their ribs are fused onto the shell. As we move into the amniotes, the first thing we notice, if we look at our diagram of lungs, is the lungs are becoming more subdivided. There are more air pockets within them. There's a greater surface area to volume, which is going to make for more efficient respiration. So, if we talk about inspiration in a typical reptile, which is not going to be a turtle, we're going to notice that they've got well-developed ribs and muscles associated with that. And now as we look at our amniotes, we're going to discover they use what's called negative pressure inspiration and positive pressure expiration. So if we consider a typical reptile, what will happen is they've got the well-developed ribs and they've got muscles associated with that, and they can contract the muscles associated with the ribs, which is going to move the ribs kind of up and out, and that's expanding the thoracic cavity, making it larger. And when you expand the thoracic cavity, then what will happen is the lungs in turn will be able to expand, and the pressure inside them will become slightly less than atmospheric, and then air will be able to move in. Now, some reptiles have a muscle. It's not a diaphragm. That only evolved when we move on and we look at synapsids and living mammals, but they have a diaphragmatic muscle, which can be seen in one of the diagrams. And what happens with that diaphragmatic muscle is it is actually attached onto the liver. And so what will happen is during inspiration, that muscle will contract, it will pull on the liver, and it will pull the liver away from the lungs. And so that combined with the movement of the ribs will help increase the volume of the thoracic cavity and allow the lungs to expand. Now, if we think about turtles, they've got a big problem due to the fact that they've got their vertebral column and their ribs fused onto their shell. So what will happen here is they can actually move their viscera. So the various organs which are surrounding the lungs, they can either pull them away from the lungs, which will allow the lungs to expand and then air will come in, or they can push them up against the lungs, which will compress the lungs, making for a positive pressure, and air will move out. Another thing we find is if we look at the structure of typical hearts in most reptiles, they've got four chambers. So they've got two completely divided atria and two completely divided ventricles. But if we look at things like turtles, that's not quite the same. They actually have a ventricle, which is rather like the one that we saw in an amphibian. It's not completely separated. But again, they can choose to direct the blood. They can keep the blood going right atria, right side of the ventricle, pulmonary artery out to the lungs, and then pulmonary veins back from the lungs, left atria, keep the blood in the left ventricle, and then out through the aorta around the body. But it also allows them to move blood from the right to the left ventricle or the left to right ventricle if they need to. And so by doing that, they could actually bypass the lungs. So if you're diving or something like that, you could avoid sending your blood out to the lungs. And we also find something called, in a lot of reptiles, called gastralia. These are ventral ribs, and again, they are going to help with the process of inspiration. So the main thing to realize is, as we move to the reptiles, the lungs have become much more complex, okay? And we're now moving away from our positive pressure inspiration to a negative pressure inspiration and a positive pressure expiration. And that is going to occur in all amniotes.